Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the bits and bytes of today's tech landscape. I'm your host, Alex, the guy who dreams in code and wakes up in algorithms.
And I'm Jamie, your go-to for translating geek speak into human. Today, we're tackling a hot topic in the AI world that sounds like an oxymoron: saving costs with small LLMs. Alex, I thought the motto was go big or go home.
Ah, Jamie, that's where the intrigue of technology lies. The big model myth has had us all believing we need these colossal AI models to do anything useful. But guess what? Smaller language models are proving that wrong by being cost-effective without skimping on performance.
So we're saying, you don't need to break the bank to get good AI? That's like saying, I can enjoy a gourmet meal on a fast food budget.
Exactly. It's all about efficiency. These smaller models like Llama 27B or Mistral 7B pack a punch without the heavyweight costs. They use less GPU memory, consume less power, and have faster response times. Plus, deploying them on device or at the edge cuts down on those hefty cloud fees.
Hold up. Deploying on the edge? You mean like living on the edge? Kidding, but seriously, could you break that down a bit?
Sure thing. Deploying on the edge means running the model directly on local devices, like smartphones or IoT devices, rather than relying on cloud services. It's like having a mini genius in your pocket that doesn't need to phone home every time you ask it a question.
A mini genius in your pocket. I like the sound of that. But how do you even choose between a small and a large model for your project?
Great question, Jamie. It boils down to your specific needs. If you're looking for domain-specific QA or summarization, small LLMs are your best bet. But if you need creative writing across multiple domains, then a larger model might be necessary.
Got it. So it's like choosing between a sports car and a minivan. Depends on whether you're zipping around the city or taking the whole family on a road trip.
Spot on. And when it comes to fine-tuning these compact models, techniques like LoRA allow us to adapt them to specific tasks without the need to train from scratch. It's like giving your sports car a turbo boost without buying a new engine.
Turbo boost, I'm all for that. But what about when things go wrong? I imagine even small LLMs have their bad days.
True. Issues like over-quantization can reduce accuracy, or the model might struggle with specific domains. The key is fine-tuning and choosing the right quantization level for your task. Think of it as adjusting the seasoning in your gourmet meal until it's just right.
Making me hungry here, Alex, but this all sounds pretty awesome. Lower costs, greener AI, and keeping performance up. Any final tips for our listeners wanting to dive into the world of small LLMs?
Absolutely. Start by matching the model size to your business needs. Experiment with open models and fine-tuning techniques. And importantly, don't forget to monitor performance and costs continuously. It's like being on a diet. You have to keep weighing yourself to know if it's working.
Diet tips from an AI expert, folks. You heard it here first. Well, that's all the time we have today. Thanks for tuning in to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. I'm Jamie, still trying to find the AI that will do my laundry.
And I'm Alex, reminding you that in the world of technology, sometimes smaller is indeed smarter. Catch you on the next bite.
Bye, everyone. Don't forget to like and subscribe for more tech wisdom.